Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors, and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
What's the 411? You're tuned into 411 Teen, a weekly program for teens, families, and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that confront, intersect, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. Tap into the pulse of today's youth to explore career technical education. Career technical education provides students of all ages the technical and academic skills and training and knowledge to succeed in their chosen fields. What is career technical education? Classes in CTE, or career technical education, prepare students again to work. Over the past decade, CTE has transformed from college alternative into a new college pathway. I'm Dr. Liz Holyfield. Joining me here in the studio, I welcome Ashley Mayo.
Hello.
Ashley is in the 12th grade. Glad to have you. Her thing is culinary arts, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well,
yes.
you can inform us and educate us about that on this program. We'll
awesome.
Be looking forward to hearing
yes.
that. Chris Friend. Chris is at Childs High School. He's in the 10th grade, and his interest is sports media.
Yes, ma'am.
Dominique Stevens. Dominique is a student in licensed practical nursing at Lively Technical College.
Yes, ma'am. It's a pleasure to be here.
I got that right, didn't
yes, you? Did.
And Kelsey McCoy. Welcome, Kelsey McCoy. Kelsey is a student in pharmacy tech.
Hi.
Glad to have you. Also, we have Curtis Richardson. He is Commissioner Curtis Richardson, City Commissioner, and he is also Community Relations Coordinator for Lively Technical College.
Thank you, Dr. Liz. It's a pleasure to be here with you this afternoon.
Well, thanks for coming. I start out by asking you, share with us. I'll start with you and move around the table, Ashley, but share with us the impetus for your involvement in CTE or your interest in CTE.
Well, so my interest is, you know, culinary arts, mm-hmm. and, you know, growing up, I always really loved to cook. I always say this, you know, I would bake with my mom and cook with my stepmom, and it was a lot of, you know, more home cook style. And then through a lot of open opportunities, and going through school, I found that I really enjoyed culinary and wanting to create things. And so I was able to get a job to start at working at the Edison. I was doing prep there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was working there for about a year and a half. And then I was able to get another opportunity to work for social catering to get more hours. And so I chose to work there, just kind of switch sides from fine dining to culinary, doing culinary with catering. And then I was working at Blaze Pizza for a period of time, as well as the catering place back in October for about 6 months. And that was just to get more of the, quick service side of culinary arts. And then it helped me with, front of house and, mm-hmm. talking with guests instead of just being back of house prep. So I really appreciated that job, but now I'm back at catering. They're able to let me work more back again. So,
Well, you have some tidbits you can share with us.
Yes.
tips
and tricks. Yes.
Now, are you dually enrolled? Because I see
yes.
you are a student at virtual school.
Yes.
Okay. And what does dually enrolled mean?
The dual enrollment is where I could do my senior year as well as go to classes at Lively.
Okay.
TCC. And so I did one class this past semester to get ahead in the transfer credits wise. I was looking into doing the culinary arts program at Lively, but sadly none of the credits had transferred at the time. I think they changed that now, but
we've got an expert here. Commissioner Richardson, talk to us. Tell us about the dually enrolled program.
Well, Dr. Liz, it's an excellent program where students who are in high school who have earned most, in some instances, they've earned all of their credits for graduation from high school, and they can enroll in a post-secondary institution. Lively Technical College, Tallahassee Community College. Mm-hmm. I know Florida A&M has dual enrollment. I think Florida State has limited dual enrollment. Mm-hmm. And they're able to earn college credit and hours in relation to Lively. We're on a clock hour system at Lively.
Okay.
And the good thing about it, especially for us as parents, it's free to the student and their families. It's paid for by the school district. So dual enrollment is a very good deal for those students and their families that can take advantage of it.
Now, if I'm thinking correctly, a high school student could be dually enrolled and come out with an AA?
Yes.
And their high school diploma.
We have students that do it all the time. Okay. And so it certainly puts them ahead mm-hmm. of the game because mm-hmm. they start out in college as, mm-hmm. if they go on to a four-year institution, they start out as a junior in college.
Exactly. That's a very popular thing in Childs. Just like the idea of, like, you know, you're coming out of high school, like, AP is a very important thing, but, like, if you know, if you're not trying to take, the super advanced courses and, like, Calculus 3, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 mm-hmm. Dual enrollment is a very popular thing because, you know, you go into college being there for a year practically. So mm-hmm. you're ahead of everyone else. Yeah.
Is that something you are involved in or you are considering? Or where are you?
So
share with us, Chris. Where are you coming from?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay.
So I'm starting my junior year next year. Mm-hmm. And they don't allow you to dual enroll until senior year.
Okay.
But say I were to take that path, I would be going into college with practically 1 year under my belt.
So
I'm almost to my AA.
Mm-hmm.
And right. not only am I ahead of everyone else, but I learn just how to go through college as a high schooler. And
okay.
it's free.
Yes.
So is that an option that you are considering or thinking about, you know, enrolling in, or where do you sit?
I'm definitely considering it. It's a great idea for anyone who doesn't want to take these, like, super advanced classes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a great thing that they mm-hmm. offer.
And Dr. Liz, technically, mm-hmm. students can start their freshman year of high school.
Okay. Oh, really?
And we don't encourage that because, you know, they're so young, but a lot of times you will find students who are bright enough and precocious enough that they can start taking dual enrollment classes even during their freshman year.
Well, what is the admission process at Lively? I mean, what does one need, regardless of whether you're going through dual enrollment
right.
or, you know, what is the process for those who are listening? They may be interested. I mean, because you're talking about education for everybody.
Right, right.
Old folks like you and me.
Okay. Mature.
Mature, huh? Are, you know, generation
yes.
X, Y, and Z. Okay.
Now, in terms of dual enrollment at Lively, we do require that the students be at least 16 years of age, and there's so many credits that they have to have earned by that point. But for adults, and we are a post-secondary institution, mm-hmm. we're part of the Leon County school system, but post-secondary. So most of our students are adult students that have either graduated with a high school diploma or separated from the school district for whatever reason, and they've gone back and earned the GED equivalent of the high school diploma. And that's our only requirement for admission into Lively, is that they have a high school diploma or a GED.
Now, at that point, is it still free for them, or is it just free while you're in high school?
Just when you're in high school, and the school district pays for those that are dual enrolled.
Can you give us an estimate of about how much it may cost?
Well, it depends
on
the program, of course. But a program like welding, for instance, it's a two-year program. If they complete the full 2 years, it would be about $7,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure that there are resources available
yes,
and options
yes.
available.
There is financial
and
aid
and
available.
Financial aid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yes, Ms. Dominique.
Yes, ma'am.
Share with us your story.
Okay. So I am a student now at Lively doing the nursing program. I decided to take that path at a technical college because it was more flexible with my schedule. They do have a day and a night program, and it's only a year. So, you know, to be ahead of the game, to go in for a year and come out, it worked out perfectly for me because it allowed me to be just a little bit more flexible considering I do have a family. Mm-hmm. So going there was actually beneficial for me. I started out, you know, straight out of high school, your major changes so much. Mm. And so I took a couple different paths before I decided that nursing was a thing for me. I had got an AA degree. I went to ultrasound school. I'm a pharmacy technician. And then I decided that, you know, nursing was more hands-on because I have a compassion for people and I love helping people. This was actually a great path for me.
Okay. And how long have you been there?
I will be done in July. Wow. So we started August 1st. Thank you.
Congratulations.
It has been a journey. But I must say that I loved it. I loved every bit of it because until you can go through something, you really don't know how strong you are. And I say that to say that I've learned time management, you know, because we have to be on time. You learn punctuality. You learn professionalism. You learn to be held at a different standard because you want to come out looking very good. You want to come out with an advantage and you want to represent the place that you come from in a very good way. So it was very good. It was learning how to learn all over again, considering I've been out of school for a while. But learning how to learn all over again, it gets, you know, a little bit more challenging at every level.
What was the most difficult component of learning to relearn to that thing?
I think initially when I used to be in school, I could look at something, grasp it real quick and know that, oh, okay, I got this. I don't really have to put a lot of effort into it. Now it's more of a study to know the material versus a study to memorize it for a test. Considering you're dealing with somebody's life, so this is something that you definitely know that you want to know. And so it was just learning how to learn again. Am I a kinesthetic learner? Do I need to have a visual aid? Am I a visual learner or am I an audible learner? Do I learn just by hearing? And so there were a lot of late nights.
but you have soared.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
And
I
we
have.
Applaud you.
Okay. I am.
You tuned in to 411 Teen. This hour, I am talking with Ashley Mayo, Chris Friend, Dominique Stevens, Kelsey McCoy, and Commissioner Curtis Richardson. We're going to take a brief break, but we'll return momentarily. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen. I'm Dr. Liz Holyfield, and this edition of 411 Teen is looking at CTE, Career Technical Education, and I have not talked with you yet, Kelsey. And Kelsey is a student in pharmacy tech at Lively Technical College. Kelsey, tell us about where you're at and what you've been doing.
I'm taking the pharmacy technician course at Lively, and I had kind of been in and out of college ever since I graduated high school. So I was, you know, not sure at first about going to college and didn't really know what I wanted to do. So I kind of started working full time, and then I went ahead and started going to TCC and quickly learned that that wasn't kind of for me, and I didn't really feel that I could find what I knew that I wanted. I just felt like there were so many options that they didn't really let you know too much about that I didn't want to just pick something just to pick it. So I left there and continued working, but, you know, was looking around at colleges like Lively to figure out, you know, what kind of programs they had.
What was it about Lively that you found the most appealing that made you think, oh, okay, I'm going to check it out?
I think it was the hours. The scheduling was really cool. I just liked that. And they had a lot of options for the healthcare programs. So there was different things depending on how long you wanted to go and many options in terms of hours, like she said, day and night. So it worked out.
Well, Commissioner Richardson, why have we seen this trend from CTE
we're more focused on, you know, post-secondary now, okay? And CTE, in many ways, appears to be like voc-ed, and I know you get that all the time.
Oh, of course.
So if you will make that, first of all, tell us why we're seeing the trend and make that connection or you know, for the listening audience and us.
Yeah,
well,
we're certainly seeing a shift now. It was interesting because in the last governor's race, though the two people that were running couldn't have been more different politically, philosophically, the one thing that they both agreed on was the need for more career and technical education and to support that in the state of Florida. That was a very interesting thing. But as you and I both know, when we were in school, we had shop and typing and culinary and nursing and all of those, well, we called them vocational education courses and programs at the time that prepared young people for the workforce. And then somewhere along the way, everybody had to go to college. And that's what was preached almost 24/7, that, you know, you really need to go to college, you really need to get that college degree in order to be successful in life. And so that's where we went to. But now we see that college is so expensive. Students are we've got almost $1 trillion worth of student debt. $1 trillion. And so that's a major component of the presidential elections now. And what we're learning is college is not for everybody. But yet, students don't quite know, as Kelsey mentioned, what they want to do. I was in a high school just recently, and in a class of 25, 30 students, this was 2 months prior to graduation, only about 5 or 6 of them had any idea of what they wanted to do after they turned that tassel at graduation. And so I was there as a representative of Lively to talk with them about what some of their options would be if they chose to attend Lively, rewarding and fulfilling careers in a number of different areas.
Well, you know, an interesting thing, let me just interrupt a little bit, is that when you do research on CTE, they'll tell you that 8 million high school students across the nation are involved in CTE. So that's over half.
Right.
You know, because there's about 15 million high school students in America. Mm-hmm. So 8 million are involved. Yet we see this we're kind of conflicted. It seems to me, correct me, but we're kind of conflicted with this whole idea about CTE versus college. And as educators and psychologists, you know, nothing is not for everybody.
Right.
So that
right.
didn't make sense in the first place.
Right. And we know that only about 40% of high school graduates go on to a 2 or 4 year college. And some, if you
and when you go to that four year college, half of them graduate. And that's why we see so many of them with, you know, with all this debt. And then they don't have any degree, and the degree may not be worthwhile anyway, you know, in this world. You're nodding your head. You've been there, huh?
Yeah.
And the other point there, too, is what we're seeing now, and certainly the areas that Dominique and Kelsey are in, there is such a dire workforce need. We have employers coming to us. We our director, Shelley Bell, and I had a meeting just the other day with an administrator from one of our physician practices, and he and his human resources director told us how desperate they are because they can't recruit physicians because they can't find, we don't have the staff to support those offices. And so they were like, whatever we can do, we need to get more students in these classes. And so I can guarantee you all that you will be working the day you leave the program at Lively because you are really in need in this area, but of course throughout the state of Florida and the nation.
Okay. One more question from you, if you don't mind. Share with us the various options that students have as far as focal areas in their education with CTE at Lively.
Well, I know.
So that's folks a very good listening question. Will have an idea of really what is available, because I think Lively is kind of a hidden gem. I don't think folks are aware that it's out there and really what it offers, because it offers a lot.
Yeah, and you're absolutely correct. When I joined the staff in about 9 months ago, that was one of the things I heard all the time. Well, you know, Lively is one of the best hidden jewels in Tallahassee. Well, we don't want it to be that way. We want everybody to know that it's there and the wonderful opportunities are available. I'm sold on it. And so I have no problem going throughout the community and into our schools, selling Lively to students and parents and the community at large. But we've got over 40 different programs that are available through Lively, from welding to barbering and cosmetology. We have students in our welding program, as we speak, that are making upwards of $125,000 a year.
Say that again, because one of my questions was going to be, how much can, and I know it varies. It depends on what you your focus area is, what you look, but can one come out of Lively and make enough money to support a family and live comfortably?
Yes.
Okay.
I would definitely say that recently we had the one of the HR representatives come out there. They're building, they're constantly adding on to two of the hospitals that are here, so they need more so medical students to come in, and they're guaranteeing us spots on the spot. As soon as we graduate and we take our NCLEX, they're guaranteeing us spots simply because there's such a need for that here in Tallahassee. The pay varies depending on experience, but if you're, you know, dual enrollment, who wouldn't want to come out of, you know, nursing school making $17 an hour, and that's with no experience. You know, a lot of us do have experience, so they pay you for that, but it's a pretty good salary to be able to support yourself or your family off of.
Do you have an idea of what you want to focus on?
So right now, I'm taking a TV productions class, so it's like editing and just like taking video, editing video, Photoshop. You know, everything that you need to like be successful in that industry. So I wanna, I actually wanna go to college to like study sports media and sports journalism. But even if, you know, I don't go to Lively, like even the CTE that I did in high school is gonna help me like be better prepared than everyone else. You know, even if you do plan on going to college, even if you do plan on, you know, pursuing not the Lively route, but another route, like the CTE is always going to be there, and it's always going to help you be successful in your industry.
Now, Ashley, you've had a number of different experiences in the culinary world. Share with us where you see yourself in 5 years from now. What would
five
you like to be doing?
5 years. Well, so my program is only 2 years, and The Culinary Institute is where I'm planning to go, and they also, they have a an extra year and a half program where if I wanted to do my business major, I could do. So it would in total be 3.5, and I believe one semester of that would be, they have a like a study abroad option, so I would be able to train. But so that'd be like after 2 years. I'm definitely doing the culinary arts, and if I decide to do that, then after that, I would probably just travel in general, and just, I'd like to, you know, study under some pretty amazing chefs, and the school has a great, like, placement, like, opportunities at the end, because they have job fair once a year that you can go to and build relationships with, and, like, so, like, some of the restaurants I know, I've heard, like, the French Laundry, and, like, many Michelin star, you know, high restaurants that you could get jobs at. So I'm just, like, looking at that, so keeping my doors open. I don't want
to... So you plan to stay in culinary arts?
Yes, I do. I definitely would like to, you know, run a business, and currently I want to do different restaurants with different concepts, but I know that, you know, going through college, I mean, growing up will change, you know, what I want to do. So I definitely don't want to close any doors and, like, leave anything open. So whatever I can do, you know, and do that.
Well, and Dr. Liz, even in culinary, I was talking to our instructor at Lively. We have a culinary program as well. And he makes $400 for a 30-minute ice carving.
Oh,
it tells me that that's the kind of money that you can make, even in culinary. Right. So, yeah. As Ashley mentioned, the one good thing about career and technical education as well, none of our programs are more than 2 years.
Oh, that's
important. We have 14 programs that are career in a year, as Dominique mentioned. And they're inexpensive, as I mentioned, and we have financial aid available. And the financial aid that the students receive pretty much pays for all of their expenses during the time they're at Lively.
What's the admission process? What does one need to do to become?
You all want to address that? Or?
Yes, sure.
I can address it.
Okay.
So, you're talking about just getting into a
just
program.
Just getting in. Mm-hmm. How do you,
if you go
do you
to
do
the
that?
Student resources or student the student services, you know, they'll talk to you and give you everything that you need. You need to have your high school transcripts, I guess, depending on if you're still in high school or I don't know exactly how that works for someone who's still in high school. But definitely if you're out of high school transcript, and that determines, I guess, if you fall between a certain line, if you have to take a TABE test, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To determine where you fall
academically
so they know if you can handle a course or not. And then you pretty much pick your course, sign up for financial aid, and then shortly after that you'll go to an orientation where you get a feel of the school, and then you start that August, depending on what program you're taking, and it all begins from there.
Yeah. The one thing I would add, and I found that a lot of high school students do not do this. I don't know if they don't know or they just fail to do it, they and their parents, is to fill out the FAFSA. It's the federal, I always forget, somebody help me with that acronym.
Yeah.
But
it's
the form that...
financial aid form.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I tell all, even if you decide not to go, get that form in because it's pretty much first come, first serve.
There's a cap on, I would think, how many you could serve.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I tell students, at least go ahead and get that done. It's based on their parents' income. And so you need their income tax forms. But it is a federal financial aid. It determines, rather, your eligibility for federal financial aid, which is the Pell Grant.
Now, in addition, we need to address, at least touch on this, you don't have to be pursuing a post-secondary degree, so to speak. You don't need to be pursuing an AA to take classes there, do you?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, we are on a clock hour system, so it doesn't articulate to an AA, AS, or a bachelor's degree.
So if you want to, I'm just thinking, if somebody wanted to just enhance their education, that is an option. They can come, take the necessary coursework, and move on.
Yes. And we see that a lot. You know, people who have retired and they want to start another career or they want to enhance their skills. They might want to now become an auto mechanic, you know, if they've been a bank executive for 30 or 35 years. We see a lot of that. Veterans that come back and want to get some different training in terms of starting over in another career. We're starting to see a lot of that now.
Okay. Dominique, you mentioned that one of the appeals was just the flexibility.
Yes, ma'am.
Elaborate, talk a little bit more about that flexibility. Share with us maybe a typical day for you so we have a feel for just how much involves, you know, the academic training and then how much freedom you have. Because I think that is a real appeal for individuals who may be considering, you know, to continue their education but may have a family like you do or may be working.
So, I did the day program. They do have a day program and a night program. The day program is within a year. It's from 8 to 3, I'm sorry. Okay. And you go Monday through Friday. That was perfect for me because I have smaller children that I have to pick up in the afternoon. Daycare closes at a certain time, so that worked out perfect for me. And it allowed me to be able to work on the weekends, you know, to still be able to secure my family family, be able to take care of them and secure my livelihood. They have a night program as well. The night program is a little bit longer, but for those that work during the daytime, it's beneficial for them to be able to say, okay, well, you know, I went to work during today. I need something that's a little bit slower paced, because you generally, you spend it out over the course of 2 years versus the year that you do when you go during the daytime. But that's beneficial for somebody that works during the day whose job isn't as flexible, or somebody who does have to work during the daytime. So a typical day for me would just be, you know, getting up, dropping my kids off in the morning to daycare, being in class by 8 o'clock. We go through the day. We learn skills. So we have a skills lab that we do where we go in and we assess the mannequins.
Mannequin?
We assess the patients. They're patients. They're not mannequins.
I learned that from the instructors.
A simulation.
I'm not going to tell on you.
Where they are, we legit go in and we do G-tubes. We do feedings. We do assisting. We do bed making. So we learn a variety of skills. And then on top of that, we still have class. And so, you know, but it's very beneficial to be able to go and get all of that during the day and still have the afternoon and still be able to take care of things that you need to.
Or the flip side, for someone who may, you know, need to do it in the evening.
Correct.
Yeah, and I think that's really an appeal for someone who may have a different type of schedule. And I appreciate you sharing that flexibility, because I think it needs to be heard. You're tuned in to 411 Teen. We're going to take a brief break, but we'll get right back at you.
Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors, and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
Career and technical education may partner with a varied and expansive group of community businesses to provide a plethora of valuable training and options. Do you find that you all are doing a lot of pairing, you know, with businesses in the community?
Oh, absolutely. Dr. Liz, we have employers coming to us all the time because, as I mentioned earlier, there's such a dire need out there. There is a workforce shortage, and I'm convinced that just as we talked about crime in the community and came together as a community to address that, we're going to have to come together as a community to have that conversation. Because there is such a dire workforce shortage in this area. But we just signed a partnership with Danfoss Turbocore, which is an international company that builds air conditioning compressors. We've had representatives from the automotive industry come to us because they're having a difficult time finding auto mechanics. The construction trades, of course, there's a need there. And that was exacerbated by Hurricane Michael and the damage and destruction that it caused. So, yeah. So we've got partnerships like that throughout the community because there is such a workforce need out there. And certainly in the healthcare industry, we've got those partnerships with, as Dominique mentioned, the hospitals, the physician practices, and they come to us to help us provide them with trained employees.
Well, that made me think of the benefits of CTE, because I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, one of the benefits would be just the real partnerships and the hands-on and the apprenticeship,
right,
that you probably get more of that, okay? And we find, research indicates that when you have programs where the students are actively involved and committed to what they're doing, that they're much more successful.
Right. And I think all of these students will tell you that probably 80% of their learning is experiential learning. It's hands on. It's not, you know, standing there having a talking head, you know, talking at you all day, every day. It's experiential learning. I mean, you can't learn patient care unless you're actually caring for patients. You can't read about that in a book and be successful, or be successful in culinary without actually cooking and learning how to do those things in an actual kitchen.
Share with us.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, you know, I think I've learned so much just from the experience I've had in the different restaurants that I've worked at. And I also did take a year at Leon, like, for their mm-hmm. culinary program. Mm-hmm. And in that, it was like I was able to learn the same thing, but from a different angle. So it was like, you know, I learned how to do, like, you know, certain chops. And then I learned at school, you know, like, I learned what the chops were called, you know, julienne and small dice and brunoise, like, all the different things. And I learned, like, the
wow,
science behind it.
You know,
yeah,
so I don't know I guess you mean
it's just the different, exactly. Yeah. You learn the science behind it and the, you know, just like more about what you're doing instead of just actually doing it. And so I think you definitely need the hands-on as well as the academic side, mm-hmm. you know, and so I really enjoyed that, and I only did a year there just because I was working, and mm-hmm. I think
obviously you gained a lot.
I gained more. I think mm-hmm. I do definitely gain more from working in a restaurant and being in positions where I have to solve the problem and not just read, you know, a situation on a test and then, mm-hmm. you know, guess what it would be, you know, so I think that's helped a lot, having the hands-on experience and the different positions from, you know, fine dining to catering to quick service, you know, and learning back of house, front of house, and all of, basically everything. And I'd like to continue to, you know, absorb as much information that I can through learning, you know, hands-on and academically.
Well, tell us, what's the secret to being a successful cook?
Oh, man. I don't know if I've found it yet.
You sound like you know.
I think time management, I really have learned a lot in the past year and a half from doing virtual school. It's helped me learn how to balance, you know, academics and a career just when I started at 15. So, you know, I've just been doing that and learning and
share with
working
us
on it.
Some
yeah.
of the benefits of virtual school, because
the
that's something
yeah.
that's on the forefront too.
Okay. It is. I think, I mean, again, the free schedule, you kind of just work around it almost instead of being stuck in a class. You know, I feel like a lot of kids who have, you know, like certain problems, they might not be able to focus, you know, mm-hmm. and some people, you know, learn better from reading, you know, and online school, you're reading your lessons and watching videos, and you may do that in class too, but you know, having to work, it's a lot more personal as well with your teacher. You know, you get to talk with them and work email them if you have a question instead of, you know, because in class you might be afraid, like, of your fellow students judging you, and you might not want to raise your hand in class and ask a question. And with this, you can just go to them directly and it be very personal. And I have definitely developed a lot more relationships through, like virtual school, but with more of the adults, like the principal and like the teachers, instead of just having friends my age, mm-hmm. I can also talk with adults. And I think it teaches you that responsibility. And then, I mean, I've learned, I think I've done a lot better in online school than, I think it's a different type of person. Like you were saying, you know, not everything works for everybody.
Right.
And so I think having more options open for people and like telling them about it is really important. To like make it aware, like make people aware that online school is an option. You know, maybe like 5 or 6 people from Leon are doing it now that I know. And it's like, I want more people to do or like at least know about it, because it really has helped me and it's helped other people, you know, graduate and helps me work more and learn
okay.
and grow yeah. up, you know.
I think virtual school, like I know for me, I couldn't do it. I don't have good enough time management, and also just, like, I have to be in, like, a structured thing or else I won't be able to get anything done.
It takes a certain type of person.
But if you are that type of person,
mm-hmm. right.
go for it.
Well,
yeah.
that's the beauty in having options.
Exactly.
You know, different strokes mm-hmm. for different folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
and what
exactly.
works for one
exactly.
may not work for someone else.
Right.
But that, I think that is the beauty, at least in our education platform now, that you do have various options that are available.
Yeah, my daughter found out quickly that she wasn't for virtual school.
Mm-hmm.
It took her a year to finish that course.
Really?
She
oh, Yeah, again, you just have to, as you said, it is an option.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It teaches you discipline, you know, mm-hmm. and I mean, just to work with different people. And also, like, if you're, you know, an introvert, you might not feel comfortable being at school with other students. And so, you know, it's for, like I said, it's definitely for a specific type of person.
Well, I tell you, students, all of you, I certainly appreciate having you here. I mean, because you're dynamic students, and I think that's great for CTE because, you know, we have to kind of look at it the other way. There was a time when it was seen as the dumping ground.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
And it had a negative connotation, and it had a stigma. And everyone here is dynamic.
Yes.
How have you all... And what are you doing to try to debunk that, Commissioner Richardson? You know,
well, I think when you talk about how fulfilling mm-hmm. the careers are, and that's one of the things I stress, because you don't want to go to work and it's drudgery. Yeah. You're just doing it because you need a paycheck, and mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. So you want something that's rewarding. Every job I've had, I must say, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I look forward to going to work mm-hmm. in the morning. And rewarding because you have to take care of yourself or a family if you have a family. And so you want something that's going to be rewarding in that respect. And so that's how I go out and sell the programs at Lively to students and parents. And Dr. Liz, I tell you, one of the things that has been amazing to me are the parents are our biggest obstacle. Because they still think that, you know, their daughter or son is going to be the next brilliant scientist that solves the world's problems.
And they still could be a brilliant scientist going this route.
Exactly.
They still could, yeah.
But there are options out there and options where they can be very successful in life.
Okay. That's good. And everybody's nodding.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, and this is to all of you, so I'd like to hear this. What would you say to individuals who were considering CTE, considering career technical education? You know, and they're kind of sitting on the fence and they're like, well, I don't know. It seems like it might, you know, you are in it or headed toward it and know a lot. What kinds of things would you share with those students? Students who may be listening, parents who may be listening, who are not quite sure, but it sounds, you know, you listen and you think, wow, it sounds interesting. It might be for me, but I'm not quite sure. What would you share?
I think something that I would say would be just get more informed about it if you're unsure. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that helped me finally decide was going to Lively and talking and seeing all of the different fields that you could go into there and then being able to talk to the professor of whatever course you think you want to go to. And I think that if you're not sure what you want to do, go see. And sometimes I've never thought I would be into pharmacy technician. But really? When I went there and I read the brochure and kind of did more research on it, I kind of could feel that I could get into that. And so when I started, I was really nervous because I had been out of school. And getting back into it was definitely a little hard. But once you get back into it, it builds up confidence. It makes you realize that you were good in certain subjects that you didn't think that you were while you were in high school, because maybe you didn't grasp it then, but you grasp it now because of how smaller the classes are.
Oh, you're hitting on and, reading.
Yeah.
You're anticipating whatever I might ask you. That's
and,
great.
I just think that I thought this was going to be a one-stop for me, mm-hmm. is just taking this course and going to work. But I have kind of been on the fence about, I'm pretty sure I'll probably come back to Lively and take another course just mm-hmm. because I'm not done going to school. And I like Lively and what they offer. So mm-hmm. I think definitely just get informed about it.
Have you had the opportunity to have hands-on in your area?
Yes. We actually have a mock pharmacy in the back of our classroom and has just set up like an exact pharmacy. It's got all the compounding weights, bottles of medication, a fake register. It shows you how to input into a Pyxis. And so it gives you all of the things that you would need in order to work in retail or hospital. So it's really nice.
Okay. All right. Dominique.
I would say that you just have to evaluate what's for you. For me, like I said, it was the flexibility. It's the class size. It's the tuition. I've been out of school and I already have a degree. So I had exceeded Pell Grant. So it was beneficial for me to go to a school, whereas that it wasn't as expensive for me to go and to mm-hmm. still have a degree that opens doors for me to go to so many different areas. I think that a lot of the issue that we're seeing now is that parents are forcing their kids to go to school, but it makes the children unhappy because yes. they get there and they're not successful. They're not. They get there and they're not successful, and they're more so about, you know, making sure that their parents are happy, but at the end of the day, they're the ones that have to go through school and mm-hmm. to live this degree, and we have so much debt accumulating because mm-hmm. we get in this profession and now we don't know what to do with this degree versus going to a school where you don't have to go that long. You can pick a profession that is still, you know, very much in demand. And so many of the professions at Lively is in demand, and it opens the doors for you to be able to, if you decide to go back to school. You know, I'm doing the LPN program, but it opens the door for me to go to school for RN, and the benefit to that is if I get on at certain places, they pay for me to go to yes. school as an RN. You know, the welders are making so much money. You got the HVAC. Like, there are so many different things that are just in demand that are just going on within society now. So it's very beneficial. The class sizes are smaller. You get to interact with the teachers more one-on-one. It's a lot more difficult to be able to address everybody's concern when the classes are so big. So
thanks for sharing that part. I wanted to hear you compare the class sizes and what the being able to have access to your professor or your instructor, your direct access. And you both have noted that. So that is really beneficial.
Yes, ma'am.
It is.
It is.
Chris, you were nodding your head when she was talking about going into a field that you don't want to. I know you aren't there, but you must have some strong feelings about that.
Yeah, the one thing I would say is don't let someone make you go to college. Lively is a college, but don't let them go to a conventional college. Like, don't make them tell you, oh, college is for you. You're going to go to college. You're going to not waste, but you're going to spend all this money. And, you know, the people who are done with welding and they're making, like, six racks a year and, like, six figures a year.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
And, you know, they're laughing at the people who are barely making $40,000 a year, not happy with what they're doing because people made them go to college.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's all I would
say. That's a very valid point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking more of maybe for the people who do know what they want to do, because, you know, some people are sitting on the fence, they're like, I don't know what to do, so it would be good to go to a college where you can try something out, right? But then for the other side of someone who they know they want to do something like culinary arts, and it's so specific that I can go to, you know, yes, a business major, but say something like arts is so broad, you can't teach, like, someone, you're always going to have find something specific that you yourself are going to find that you like. And so going to a school, the culinary school, you're learning everything about that specific thing. You're learning the science behind it, and you're getting the experience. And so, like, the culinary school that I'm looking at, you know, you have your academic classes like normal, mm-hmm. but except they're specifically about French cuisine, the Asian cuisine, you know, you're specifically learning about those things. And if you're passionate about that, then you're going to want to learn that. You're not just going to go to a four-year college that your mom told you to go to because you have to and you're living with her. So it's like, it definitely is something that I'm passionate about, and I enjoy having the opportunity to go to a school and learn more about that. Just makes me excited and happy.
Well, again, we should be on television instead of radio so that everybody can see their faces and see how much you really are into this and how you really enjoy it. Commissioner Richardson, in this last minute, is there anything else that you would like to share?
Well, I would certainly encourage anyone who might be interested, students, parents, adults in the community that are interested in a career, to consider Lively for all the reasons that you've heard here this afternoon. I think it's an excellent option for anyone who's interested in the fields. We almost guarantee employment. We have anywhere from a 95 to 100% employment
rate. Can't
beat that. Absolutely.
That's great.
And, you know, the other thing that I would point out is that so many of the business people actually talked about going into business with her culinary certificate, that is an option. We find that a lot of our graduates are the business owners in the community. They work for a while, get some experience, and then they become the employer.
Well, we'll close on that note. Again, thank you for sharing everything. That's it for this edition of 411 Teen. Many thanks to my listening audience for their time and their ear. Tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 Teen. The 411 Team was produced by Dr. Liz Holyfield. Technical assistance was provided by Ken Smith. If you would like to participate in 411 Team or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 850-645-7200. 411 Team archives are available as streaming audio and as downloads from WFSU.org. Check us out on Facebook.